When I first heard the title Up in the Air, I couldn't believe my ears, muttering to myself, have they produced a documentary film about Balloon Boy and the Heaney family, Fort Collins, Colorado, already? That media hoax just happened last October. Then I realized it was time for another timely and socially relevant movie with George Clooney in it. This one about a guy whose job is to jet around the country all the time, firing people from their jobs. The corporate language euphemizing machine dubs these professionals as career transition counselors. That sounds about right. Ryan Bingham is headquartered in Omaha, but his home is one of the following: above America at 35,000 feet, in a fashionably drab hotel or motel room, on an impersonally crowded or empty airport concourse, or his barren one-bedroom high-rise overlooking beautiful downtown Omaha. People who actually live in Omaha will get an aerial glimpse of their city when they see Up in the Air, as will those residing in Columbus, Detroit, Des Moines, Oklahoma City, Wichita, Dallas, St. Louis, Kansas City, Miami, San Francisco, and Tulsa. There's also something momentous that happens for Ryan during a flyover of Dubuque, although an aerial shot of that Iowa town has been left to the imagination. So as not to get hopes up too much, Ryan's special occasion takes place in the first-class section, with plenty of sun coming in through the windows and the cabin lights turned on. If this all sounds pretty depressing, well, it is. But don't let that fool you into not seeing Up in the Air, for I can guarantee that you'll be laughing your butt off while being deafened by that big, sucking Ross Perot sound our economy is currently making with workforce layoffs. Bingham is such an isolated, self-absorbed, professionally trained people-sacker, it could be that Rush Limbaugh will invite him to be a guest on the show. But when Rush finds out Ryan is played by George Clooney, the invitation will likely be withdrawn. Clooney is such a liberal. Ryan has no close relationships, just an occasional mixing it up with the woman down the hall in the Omaha high-rise. And he's got two sisters and other family in Detroit he sees hardly ever. But he does meet up with Alex, played by Vera Farmiga. She's lovely and professional and has an excellent skill set for flying around in her job a lot, just like Ryan. Catching up in still more of those drab but fashionable hotels and motels is their thing when they can get their schedules to jibe. They have an understanding about the true definition of a casual relationship. Two peas in a pod, you might say. The big boss back in Omaha, Craig Gregory, played by Justin Bateman, is cutting expenses at the firing firm and sets about to bring all his career transition counselors off the road. Firing individuals via a T1 line is quicker and saves the company money. It's then that a new employee arrives at the Omaha headquarters. She's Natalie, played by Anna Kendrick, and is she ready to take on those special folks slated for the corporate guillotine who'll be needing transition counseling? Conflict emerges between her and Ryan as she's the newcomer and Ryan the old polished dog of the company. He persuades boss Craig to let him accompany Natalie on her appointed schedule of firing stops so Ryan can show her how it's done. Then they get to come back to the head office and begin the new regimen of downsizing on a computer screen, the people whose bosses don't have the cojones to sack in person in the first place. Cowardice being a subtext in this script written by Up in the Air director Jason Reitman, who also directed Juno, as well as Sheldon Turner. And I will add, an excellent screenplay it is. Making an audience depressed while laughing is art at its best, believe me. One of Ryan's sisters, Julie, played by Melanie Linsky, is about to get married. Older sister Kara, played by Amy Morton, works at cajoling Ryan to show up in Motown for the wedding. Down deep, Big Brother is really a nice guy, so he capitulates and goes, but brings along his rendezvous lady, Alex. It's winter in Detroit, and Ryan and Alex have just laid over in Miami, if you get my meaning. Sounds like this film's big close will be a lark, right? Think again, Pilgrim. Just watch it and see. Up in the Air gets very down to earth, with intensive self-reflection and good old grounding that couldn't be better for Christmas time and other winter solstice holidays, not to mention the Happy New Year that's upon us. I've seen some excellent movies over the last week or so as we move into the first of the year Oscar push, and Up in the Air is just about as good as any of them. See it, my friend. As Tatum O'Neill says in the old black-and-white movie Paper Moon, you won't be sorry. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.